Are we here?
I'm here. Are you here?
No, I'm not.
No? Okay.
I don't think Will's
well,
not here.
Well, then I'll start the show. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug, and I'm here.
I'm Scott L., and I'm here in spirit.
I'm Will, and I'm here.
Well, hi, y'all.
Yeah. Quite a week.
Quite a week
for everybody involved. A lot of things going on. We have Robert Bruce coming on tonight from Australia. This is going to be a big milestone for Ghostly Talk history.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be our first international call.
Yeah.
As far as international guests.
Like we've done Canada.
Yeah.
But this is
that don't count. They're attached to us. They're attached to us, man. I don't know if that does that count really? Does that count?
I don't know. Because they're North America. This will be the first intercontinental. No, it won't, because we've got Phobos. We've had Phobos on the show.
Yeah, but he just kept bugging us, though.
Well,
we're actually calling this guy.
Oh, we're calling. Yeah, okay. This will be the first time we've called out.
No, yeah, it's going to be like our first real guest I think we've done. Like, you know, he's on the other side of the world. We found out that there is a 12-hour time difference on this. This is really crazy. I mean, we're learning this stuff, too, and last night I was on the phone with you going, hey, you need to call this dude to see what time it's going to be where he lives.
Right, because you guys or somebody had determined that it might be like an 11-hour difference.
Yeah.
It turns out it's 12 hours.
12 hours.
So he's got to get up an
hour
earlier.
I think actually Marcus, gentleman who actually got us, brought Robert on for us, actually contacted him and said, you know, would you like to come on Ghostly Talk? Marcus Leader, a good friend of ours, who does Sacred Soils.
Yeah.
In fact, he does his own show.
Oh, he does the Shaman's Apprentice.
Yeah, Shaman's Apprentice.
On Sacred Soils.
Yeah. We actually have his link up on the site. You can check that out. Really cool site. All kinds of interesting things to check out. Brilliant man. He's done a lot. He's really been helping us out a lot. I have to throw that out there, Marcus. Thank you. But I remember he told me, he's like, it's got to be like a 13-hour time difference or something like that. And then I heard 11. And then
it's
12.
In fact, it's 12 hours.
So we found a true happy medium in that situation.
Yes. I called Robert Bruce yesterday at 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. saying it's going to be this time tomorrow. He's like, what time is it? And he goes,
7:30 p.m.
He connects his watch and he collects it, and it turns out 7:30. So 12-hour difference. So folks in Australia have to wake up.
Yeah, he's getting
early
up early to listen to
listen to us.
To be on the show, you know. I mean, so we have to
listen to the live Ghostly Talk, you know. It's
those poor people.
Speaking of which, the live Ghostly Talk is indeed 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
Which turns out 7 a.m.
to 9 a.m.
some Australia time. Yeah.
Australian time.
Yeah.
I forget how they call it. It's like
down under
down
zone. I don't know.
Ooh, crikey time zone.
It'll be
there you
something.
Go.
I don't know.
She's a beaut. I'm gonna be drinking water all night long with this gentleman. I know I'm gonna be just like getting I have to take it easy.
Show my thumb in his butthole.
Well, hey.
Now take
it easy.
This is not the free
show. He's like we gotta like.
He thinks it's the free
show. No, we have to buy straps for the chair. I think literally just like keep him back from the mic or something. I don't know because he's just like. He's like what's the term for that? Tourette's?
Well, Tourette's is where you blurt out.
We just did.
Well, okay, there you go.
We just blurted out the filth, floor and filth, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Robert Roos coming on later. You guys had some stuff going on yesterday. I was, like, oblivious. I was on, like, the annual Scott L. Bender, apparently, this weekend, and you guys were actually doing something productive with yourself.
What did we do? Oh, well, I know what I did.
Well, not you, Will. Doug.
Yeah. I don't know what Will did, but I know that I went to Body, Mind, Spirit Festival.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And
Kelly spoke, didn't she?
Yes, and she did a good job. It was the one she did at Victory of Light.
Uh-huh.
I was crying. I mean, I was like on the verge of tears.
We
talked
about that, yeah.
And this one didn't put me on the verge of tears, mm-hmm. but it was still just absolutely phenomenally impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And she was busy the whole time. I got to meet the Soap Lady
mm-hmm.
and the Soap Lady's partner lady, who they're like doing some big business thing or something. And
the Soap Lady.
Well, Kelly's coming out with her own line of Enchanted Soul soaps. I didn't plan on pimping this. I don't know why.
That's really cool, though.
But yeah, and they smell fantastic. It was so hilarious, though, because the entire time they had these silver trays, right?
Uh-huh.
And on the two silver trays, and they're only about, you know, the size of a notebook paper, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they're ornate and, you know, around the edges and stuff. And they put sample soaps on them. Uh-huh. And then they'd hold them like a waiter would hold, you know, on the tips of their fingers. And then they'd go, would you care? And, of course, people are, like, you know, reaching for them thinking that they're, like, something to eat. Because they look absolutely phenomenal. They look like cheese or fudge. They actually looked more like fudge. Mm-hmm. They look like cheeses or fudge or something. And, and people are like, and would you like to smell our soap? Uh-huh. And then they're like, oh!
Everybody's this is like going towards their mouth. Like,
yeah,
like,
they're like, you know, they do like the detour to the nose instead of, you know.
What, it's like biscuits and gravy or something?
No, they smell like this. They're like healing spiritual soaps of some kind. You know, they've got the aromatherapy going on inside of them. And so they're coming out with a very, very nice line of soap.
I'll be their tester if they want. I'll just sit there and bathe all day long with each different bar of soap if they want. So, it smelled great. It was good.
This soap was good. Thank you.
Postscript the last weekend. I'm only going to say this for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Papa L is out of the hospital now. I know. Excellent. I actually got a lot of email from people going, dude, man, hope everything's cool. I thank you guys a lot for that. It was kind of a rough week. Something actually very funny happened at the hospital though on Tuesday when I went to pick my dad up. When we got there originally, you've heard the rant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to bore anybody with that. But when we were there the first, well, this was like last Friday, there was this nurse who came up to us when we finally got my dad into the room and said, hey, you and your mom look kind of rough. I'm like, you got it. You are right on the money there. And she's like, did you like something to eat?
Wow.
I'm like, what do you got? She's like, turkey sandwiches? How's that sound? I'm like, great. She's like, you want some coffee? I'm like, sure, cool. Very cool lady, right? Kind of saw her through the whole weekend. You know, hey, how you doing, whatever. So we're getting my dad out on Tuesday. And, of course, like, I got there like at noon. And they're like, oh, you're not going to be getting out here for like 4 hours. I'm like, oh, God, no, this isn't going to happen. I'm going to ride these people till we get out of here, man. No way. So we finally get things worked out. This nurse comes back in. Her name is actually, Kathy B. That's what I texted, Kathy B.
Cool.
She came in the room, and I saw her, and I'm like, that's what they gave my dad the instructions and all that stuff and everything you needed to do. And she comes walking. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, it's good to see you again. She's like, hey, finally getting out of here. Hey, Mr. Lambert, you know, and my dad, yeah, okay, let's go. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I just want to thank you because, like, you know, you really were really cool to us the other day. And I, you know, it's been kind of an emotional weekend for us here. But you were the only person that really just kind of stepped up and said, hey, you guys need some help, man. Can I hook you guys up? So I actually shook her hand, gave her a hug and said, thank you, you know. So she's like, yeah, okay. The other nurse comes in. She's like, yeah, transport's on their way up right now to get you a wheelchair to wheel you out of the hospital. And I was going to get my car, pull around, all that fun stuff. 45 minutes goes by. My hair is completely ripped out. I'm like, oh, God. Kathy walks back in the room. She's like, what are you guys still doing here? And I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. I don't know. She's like, you stay right here. I'll be back in 2 minutes. She walks out, comes back in the room, not even 2 minutes later, with a wheelchair. Like, let's go. Now, we're getting you the hell out of here. You're done. Let's go. And she walked us all the way down.
Excellent.
To the first floor. Great. She's like, I'll wait here with your dad. I'm like, okay. Grab my car, come out there, pick my dad up, put him in the car, and there she is standing there again. Hey, all right. I'm like, Kathy, you know, you're a miracle worker. I go, you're an angel from heaven. I gave her a hug, gave her a card. I'm like, here. This is what I do.
Excellent.
So I don't know if she's listening or not, but I really wanted to thank her again. She really cared. She was really cool. And now, apparently, you know, I don't know what the deal was. This lady was really neat, but I just wanted to throw that out.
Awesome.
So, Dad's back home. He's feeling better.
Awesome.
He's Mr. Zen again. Okay, guys, don't get mad about anything. You know? So, it's cool.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic news, and thank you, Miss Kathy B.
Yeah, she was really cool. She really helped out a lot. Moving on.
We are Ghostly Talking. We're broadcast live from the Haunted Basement Studios in Fraser, Michigan.
Yeah.
Every Sunday night from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Mm-hmm. And our website is www.ghostlytalk.com. We're broadcast on the Pioneer Radio Network. It's pioneer.rollo, R-O-L-O.net or something.
Yeah.
And
we're all over singingfish.com. Probably being the shareware people, our file sharing friends are
I
great.
I hope so.
See, that's the beauty of what we do. We're not Metallica. We can you can share anything you want. We don't care. Just, the more you share, the better. We'll thank you for it.
Yeah.
Man. So, there's a lot of, you know, we have have a lot of other people hosting us now, too. And, you know, we're out there and about. There's links all over the site. You want to go check these other people out.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, really cool stuff that's going on. We're having fun with it. It's great.
Yes, with all that, we're going to go visit. We're going to, what is it? Indiana Ghost Trekkers has a training weekend.
Yeah.
And we plan to be out there.
Yeah, we're leaving next Friday. This coming Friday for that. And we're going to spend the weekend out there. We'll be coming back Sunday just in time to do the show. Where we have Tamara Thorne coming on.
Yes.
So we're going to go from
insane. So yes, indeed, we believe that next show will be pretty much all pre-show. So don't worry about
it. We discussed that before we went on the air. We're like, oh boy.
all the people in the chat rooms, next week. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
So,
for some reason, come on, dude. You guys are just so much more fun when you're being filthy. Like, come on. That's all we do.
With Google Ghosty Talk.
It's all on Will.
It is on Will. Yeah. Right. Don't even push this. I'm not going to pimp them. Don't even push that website on me. Okay? What's your favorite website, guy? I wouldn't even know about it if it wasn't for you.
I would have never found that because I'm so innocent.
Usually, I spend my Sunday morning surfing that website instead of going to church now.
You made me a heathen. What
the hell is this?
I don't know. That's how it works. Evidently, without the ice cream man or woman to draw their attention, we're doing it. So, there you go.
Okay, well, here, let me show you this. You go ahead and talk, and I'm going to take care of this. Okay.
That's awesome. Good job. Figures. Equipment malfunction in the Haunted Hill. So, what we've got going on also, Robert Bruce, by the way, is he does astral dynamics, astral projection, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I'm really looking forward to talking to him because I'm into that kind of stuff. So, that'll work out pretty cool. And yes, he did the good day stuff to me and everything. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed that.
Marcus Leader, who actually contacted him, like I said before, actually, I have him with me. It's just been, we all have not really seen each other that much in the last couple of weeks.
No, we haven't.
It's been very, very, a lot's been going on with everybody's lives. Marcus actually sent me a package.
Oh, really?
And I think it'd still be beneficial for you guys to listen to him.
Okay.
I have the CDs in my car. He just sent me a box full of CDs.
Okay.
And there were stuff with Robert Bruce in there. Actually has done a couple of appearances. Actually, I'm sorry, Robert Bruce was just on Coast to Coast this past Monday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If I'm not mixing them up. He was just on Coast to Coast this past Monday.
I had absolutely no idea. Now that I have like that, you know, J.O.
I've been keeping in close contact with Marcus. We've been kind of working with this together. Mm-hmm. Don't get me the wrong way, I wasn't trying to exclude you guys, but it's just been like, go work, sleep, work, you know, back and forth. And I know we've all been going
nuts. That's how it's been for me.
I've actually had a chance to listen to Robert speak as far as some previous Coast to Coast that he's been on. Listened to him this past Monday also on Coast to Coast while I was working. Very fascinating things he has to say. I'm looking really forward to the conversation we're going to have with him tonight.
Excellent.
Should be very interesting.
Excellent.
Any other? We actually have.
He also does protection, evidently, psychic protection of some kind. So that's going to be something beneficial for all ghost hunters.
I think so.
You know, because when you're roaming around places like we roam around, you probably need all the protection you can get.
We've launched the GT Independent Music Affiliate Program on the website. I'm sure if you've been to the website, you've seen that. I just want to throw that out to people. If you play in an independent band or you know someone that plays in an independent band, send us your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a page on there with all the instructions, which are fairly simple. Just send us some music and a little bio. We'll listen to it. I'm in the process right now of reviewing this, all trying to get things organized and get things put into rotation.
I'm looking forward to getting rid of all these commercial things that were, you know, these high-tech or high-end commercial, you know, bumpers. Because we play, they're our brakes, right?
Yeah.
And I want to get rid of the high-end commercial. You know, they've got enough exposure. Yeah, mm-hmm. Great music.
It's great music.
But, I mean, if people want to listen to, you know, cool indie stuff like Ghostly Talk, well, I don't know if we're cool, but we're
indie.
Indie
at least, yeah.
and you know, if you want to listen to that, I'm all for.
Well, it's gonna be a conversion. It's gonna take some time, and what we're gonna do is, I think we're gonna take the same format we've been using for our commercial breaks, which a lot of it, I mean, 80% of it is still promoting people that have been on our show, have been nice enough to appear here, our friends, you know, just stuff like that. And then the other 20% is playing a tune that we dig or, you know, just whatever song it is. And we've always tried to pull
something that Will has dredged up on the internet. Yeah.
It's not, but it's something, you know, we try to always make it fun, and we're going to keep it fun, but what we're going to do is a slow conversion where you, these bumpers, you hear all the music and stuff bouncing around. It's going to be from bands that are from the Detroit area, probably, or anywhere in the country.
Anywhere.
If they're an indie band, they want some exposure, and hey, you know, if you want to work with us, we're more than happy to. There's no money involved with this.
Right.
There isn't going to be a dime involved.
We don't get money. They don't get money.
Nobody's getting any money here, yeah.
All indie we're gonna people promote, we're getting gonna, together yeah. doing indie things.
And we're going to PR the crap out of you, too.
Cool.
If you want your band to come out here, if you play in a band or know somebody, you want them to come out, please contact the links that are on there. I think it goes to my email or somebody's email. And we'll get back with you. Not right away. This is taking some time. Just give me some time. I have to go through a lot of music right now. We've had a lot of submissions for this, but I want to get as many as possible so we can work with a lot of cool people that
way. And I want to do that. I've wanted to do that for a long time, mm-hmm. but I'm really glad that, you know, you've picked up the torch and said, all right, let's go. Because I want it to be more indie, more
yeah.
underground, you know, garage, you know, kind of stuff, or basement in our case, you know. It just get the feeling back.
It keeps it fun. It keeps it fun. And that's the thing is we're trying.
And the exposure, not exposure like advertising exposure, but the exposure to different things.
Yeah.
Exposure to different things.
Well, that's always been the underbelly of what we've done here is just to keep. We've always tried to keep this informational. It's gotten goofy-er and goofy-er, it seems like, over the last couple of years,
sometimes.
Which is fine. But, you know, we've always tried to keep the information there and expose people to these different ideas and these different people that are out there writing books, talking to people, doing this, doing seminars, doing this. That's always going to be there. You know, that's the one thing we did when we had a meeting on this with corporate. You know, we sat down with all the directors and said, okay, this is what we're thinking about doing. And we made it very clear that we weren't going to be pushing this to like a music show or anything like that. We just want to help out other artists like this.
Right.
Because there's a bit of art involved with what we're doing here.
Well,
we found that out,
look,
you know.
Like Scott K. did the intro theme thing for Ghostly Talk.
Yeah,
And it's like, wow. You know, mm-hmm. there's people out there who do really, really amazing stuff.
Yeah,
put them on the show.
Yeah, let's do what we can. I mean, I guarantee you we're not going to make you rock stars. I don't think that's going to happen. But we can do what we can to help you out. If you want to help us out a little bit by letting us use some of your music, let's work hand in hand with this and try to do something really cool. And that's the idea of what we decided to do here.
I want the independent, underground, garage or basement feel back. I want that.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. that's.
Although we seem to get that with Murphy hanging around.
Yeah, Murphy always keeps our feet firmly on the ground every single week. That's one thing I wanted to throw out too. Is we know that the last few weeks or a couple weeks, it's been on and off. There's been some issues with the archives. I've done the best I can to really clean them up. Because we've been having some problems with the wiring. We actually got a good hour and a half, 2 hours before the show tonight, which you probably heard some of that. Just like, hello, you know, just messing with the mics, trying to test them out, see where the bug is in our board, because we have a bug floating around here somewhere, and I think, hopefully, we stamp them out tonight.
We don't know, we'll find
out.
We're
going to find out, but just bear with us on that, we're really sorry, I got a few emails on that.
Believe me, 8-Bit will be emailing and saying in the chat rooms, popping, I hear popping.
We'll do that, we need to know, we're trying to work this stuff out.
But see, we don't hear it in our headphones, that's the really,
that's the thing, everything's clean here, it sounds great here.
Perfect here, so.
Yeah, we're just trying to.
Maybe we need
quit
to
playing get, with that stupid receiver.
Maybe we need to get everybody, just bring everybody into the basement and just hear the show live.
Let's do it live.
It sounds great live. Yeah.
Just bring your recorders down here and record us, and then like, I'm gonna assign it to somebody to like archive it themselves that week, and then I can actually go to bed when I get home from work on Monday mornings. Oh man, am I crusty when I'm done with this stuff. But that's one other thing we've been trying. We've been working on that, trying to get the bugs worked on that. Just bear with us.
We are working
hopefully
on
taken
that.
Care of. It sounded pretty good today when we landed audio.
During the pre-show, we listened.
Yeah, a good half an hour.
Background, good half hour, and sounded okay to us. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Excellent. Any other ideas? Anything anyone wants to throw out today? It's kind of one of those open forums here for the first half an hour. Anything that you want to throw out, Doug? Will? Anybody? It's popping again.
How can it be?
How can it be
that's
popping
the thing.
Again?
It wasn't popping before 7 o'clock.
That's strange. What kind of popping? How bad is the popping?
Elmo, anybody? Help us out.
Elmo, come on, anybody.
Well,
help us out here.
There's a minute delay. So.
There's a minute delay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to
I don't know
we're
what.
Have to bear with it. We're going to have to bear with it a little bit. I don't know what's going on with that. My throat's shot. I'm trying to hang here, man. We got.
I got nothing.
You got.
Just like nothing.
Your,
just like your. What was that? The journal,
journal entry.
Yeah.
I've been listening to ZZ Top a lot lately. That's been my thing, is ZZ Top. We were discussing that actually. We went to see Anthrax on Friday.
Yeah.
Their original lineup when I was a child. So it was really very nostalgic and fun. And I was talking with a lot of people at the show who were telling me, we were discussing, like, you know, toughest lines a band's ever said, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, God, no, ZZ Top. I'm bad. I'm Nationwide. I got a shout out.
He was kidding. He was just stating that he was listening.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you know what? We'll take care of that right now then. You hear popping now?
Oh,
no, toughest line I ever heard in my life, man, from a band right there is I got a shine on my boots, got my sideburns lowered. I was like, dude, that's it. That is as tough as they get right there, okay? You can't get any harder than that, man. I know there's a bunch of people out there that listen to Ghostly Talk that, you know, we've discussed, like, my obsessions with old thrash metal.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit was the first date Anthrax hit on their reunion tour. Friday night. That was their
first
date.
Awesome.
And it was the people out there that listen to Ghost, they're going to go see the show. Oh, man, you are in for it. It is going to be the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life. Had an absolute ride. Good show. A lot of fun. Talked to a lot of people. We were discussing this before the show. His wife actually wants to call in and talk to us about this because Dave from the band Abandoned. AbandonedMetal.com.
Okay.
AbandonedMetal.com, street metal. Really, they've been around forever in Detroit. Great guys. Dave, their bass player, we were talking Friday night at the Anthrax show, and he's a real big conspiracy buff, so we were like just jamming back and forth, and he's got all kinds of stuff he wants to show me. His wife also is into a bit of paranormal research, too.
Awesome.
And we were discussing some things about some places she's been. I'm like, bring her on the show. Have her come on. He's like, okay, cool. So we're going to try to get
Not tonight. Not tonight. Not my call. Well,
not your
calling
show.
No,
I didn't
show.
Say. I didn't, like book him. Okay?
Don't take my call-in show.
I'm not
going
to do that to you. No, I really...
You moved my call-in show
over
the map.
But, you know, and I do...
I had scheduled... Do you remember, Will, we were talking, or, you know, what do you want for the next year or whatever at the beginning of the year? And I'm like...
Money.
I want more... Yeah, money. No, I want call-in shows. I want call-in shows. I want to talk to ghost hunters.
Yeah.
Like that, you know. So what's happened?
I'm booting his open line show
I have an open line show scheduled for, like, 3 months.
I'm really sorry.
June. He's complaining.
What's that?
Bump until June just so he's complaining.
No, I actually really value my throat and I don't want to have it slit. So I didn't book him. I'm like, hey, bring her on the show. One night if we get something opened up, we can talk about it and have her come on and discuss some things. She has some pictures she wants to show us too.
Cool. Okay.
Dave said he's gonna load them up and give it, and email them over to me so I can look at them. So some local musicians. You know, it's great being part of Ghostly Talk and being in a band too, because I mean you get to meet so many cool people. And you get to meet all these really hard types, and they're just like, yeah, man, ghosts.
I saw one, man.
Yeah. I'm like, cool, all right. You know, so we discuss it and stuff. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get her on. We are going to have that call-in show in two weeks?
2 weeks.
On?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Okay. Next week's Tamara Thorne,
mm-hmm.
And then after that's the call-in show, which I am, like, totally geeked about.
Line's going to be wide open that night. Now, unfortunately, yep. We only have one line.
One line.
So when you call in, if you get a busy signal, if it just keeps ringing?
I have no idea what it does.
We have to check that out.
I never called it. Yeah.
Just keep trying. If you really want to call in, just keep trying, and hopefully we'll pick up sooner or later. We'll do our best to do that.
Yeah.
But
chicken.
Maybe we'll try to keep it serious. I mean, like, okay, you've reached Ghostly Talk. Oh, really? Okay, great. This isn't the massage parlor? Okay, cool.
Like,
it's gonna be wide open.
Bill's
overdue.
Yeah. What? It's a reverse sales call. Yeah.
We're gonna keep it wide open that night, though. Anybody, anything you want to talk about, call in. We'll discuss it. We're gonna talk about it. There's something you want. It could be something to do with this show. Like you suck. If you want to call in, call in.
I get enough of that email. So.
Yeah, you know.
Why not?
It's kind of nice to like put a voice to the email. You know?
That'd be cool.
It'd be kind of cool to hear that, right? It'll be wide open for everybody to listen to. And anybody who wants to call in, we'll do our best to talk to everybody. It goes like anything. We've done this before, and it's always the same thing. Damn it, we wish we could have got to everybody, but
mm-hmm.
It just isn't going to happen that way. It's like that with any radio show. I don't care who you are. You're not going to be able to get everybody on.
I just want to talk to people.
Yeah.
I want to talk to people where they've gone ghost hunting, about their theories, about who they
are. That's why I'm so excited about next weekend.
And what their website is.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing that they don't do on nationally syndicated radio shows.
They won't promote them.
They won't let you throw out a website name.
No, absolutely not.
I think that's, you know, that's where independent...
That's who's supporting you guys. That's who's supporting those guys.
Right.
Really, it is. And a lot of that comes to that. That's why I'm so excited about next weekend, because we're going to be talking with so many people next weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be really cool to get out.
I signed up for classes. Oh, what time is it? Oh.
We need to get out of here.
Yeah, let's
that's
the,
fine.
Let's
I've been pounding Diet Pepsi, and I got to go to the bathroom really bad.
Yeah, me too.
So.
Well, a real long break.
Yeah.
Well, just take us out, Will, because I can't talk anymore. I'm going to die.
We'll be right back with Robert Bruce, Astral Dynamic.
We'll be right
back. We'll be talking about.
Yeah.
I'm Van Sass West from TrinityScience.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Just when you thought it was safe to get drunk, then say hi to your friends.
Drunken Dialing.
Drunken Dialing.
Just when you thought it was safe, make that midnight booty call.
Drunken Dialing.
Drunken Dialing.
It's so touchy.
Oh! Oh!
In the house!
Oh!
There's a kangaroo kickboxing in my
body! Oh!
www.drunkendial.com.
Good night. Say good night. Say good night, dummy.
What's the pussycat? Whoa! Cat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and follow your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa!
Pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat eyes.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa!
Pussycat, you're delicious, and when my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips.
Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do.
You and your pussycat lips.
Whoa,
you and your pussycat eyes.
Whoa,
you and your pussycat nose.
This is Jeff Walmsley, MothmanLives.com, and co-author of Mothman Facts Behind the Legend, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Ghostly Talk, sticking our nose in the world's business.
What happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? And what do you think aliens are?
Why talking about this kind of stuff?
Aliens?
Responsibility is usually holding the truth back.
Dad's trying to bring us back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one coach on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Smothered in onions. It's ghostly talk. That was pretty cool, huh?
No longer raw.
Oh, sautéed all day long. I love sautéed onions. Those are my favorite things in the world. We
Not
have.
Bad. Yes, we do.
Robert Bruce on the line.
We have Robert
Super
Bruce.
Super cool.
Yes. Very exciting.
Very exciting.
I did get to speak with him yesterday briefly.
Yeah.
We found out it's a 12-hour difference between here and there. So he's
up
7:30
early.
In the morning. I know.
He's up very early. And so. We need to thank Robert for coming on and being up this early in the morning to talk to us. It's very cool. Robert, how are you doing today?
Good day, Scott.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Now, we had a brief discussion via the email. Doug talked to you a little bit yesterday. One of the things we wanted to touch on, I mean, because you're into all types of things. You're a metaphysical scientist, if I'm correct. That's like the title you take on. I've read the bio on your website. You don't like to be classified. I mean, you study interesting things, but if I'm correct, the term that you're like, well, if I have to be termed by anything, geez, it's going to be, you know, metaphysical scientist of some sort. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And
it's
now,
pretty hard to put a label on what I do.
Yeah, well, that's cool. That's very, very cool. I mean, because a lot of the stuff you really can't. That's one thing we talk about so much on this show. Is that there's so many gray areas of what we're studying here, or what we're trying to practice, or what we're trying to prove, or whatever you're doing. That you really, you know, this isn't a sound science yet. We don't know exactly how things work, and there's going to be these gray areas that you have to just kind of deal with and just try to understand the best you can. Now, as far as in regards to ghost hunting, you did mention this to us, Robert, that, you know, you understand that there's a lot of ghost hunting. These are ghost hunters down here that are from the haunted basement. You want to kind of discuss some of the things that we may come across and some ways to protect ourselves, some ideas that we can take along with us to help us out.
And believe me, we need all the help we can get. So so we appreciate that, Robert.
Yeah, I shudder when I think of what you guys might get up to. It's going to graveyards late at night, haunted houses, this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It, as you say, I've studied these grey areas, and what I do basically is I explore phenomena and do my best to try and discover how it works, the mechanics of it, what's happening. And I've come quite a long way in understanding these things. Like you say, it's not a perfect science. There's still big holes in my understanding, but I know, you know, quite a bit about these things. And going into haunted places, especially cemeteries, and that is, I would consider a very dangerous thing to do, especially
really?
At night.
Really? Why is that, Robert?
Well, there's a big difference between night and day, and there's, as you would know, there's a lot more activity at night time, and in particular the negative type entities are much more prolific and active at night, and they do tend to cluster in areas like cemeteries and haunted houses, of course. Yeah, so going into them can be quite risky.
See, that's interesting. I can sort of understand haunted houses, but from what my own belief system and what I've gathered about cemeteries is that they are primarily sacred ground, blessed by a church that they're associated with, and you know, all the members and that typically get in there.
Yeah.
So I always had pictured cemeteries as sacred ground, and it would be fairly off limits to negative entities. That being said, I have indeed run into one once.
Yeah.
Remember when we went to Custer the first time, or were you there, or was... It was just dark and scary, and it was not normal, and it hasn't been like that since, but it was very, very
negative. That whole area, that area has that picturesque, creepy, I hate to say the term, Hollywood-esque, scary-looking place.
Yes, it does. But
that
one... What?
They've cleaned it up.
They've cleaned it up, and now it's much better, but I always thought of cemeteries as sacred, you know, hallowed ground kind of thing.
In an ideal world, people would follow the rules, but what you're dealing with in with the types of entities you get around, apart from the ghosts that tend to accumulate in cemeteries, is a lot of what I call astral wildlife, nature spirit type entities, and also the types of entities that people pick up during their lives and become attached to, and they tend to collect in cemeteries, especially in the modern world, because the vast majority of entities cannot cross running water, and in our societies you find every block has a water main with water flowing through it going down it, and every street has a water main, and spirits tend to collect in between the water mains, and also large buildings and that, you'll find entities tend to collect, so cities and that tend to collect entities because of the plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. And a lot of this has to do... One footnote, Robert, I just want to throw this out to the listening audience. We are on a bondage line here, and there is a... I mean, this is, we're calling around the world, so there's going to be a little bit of a delay between our, you know, between Robert and ourselves, so just so everybody knows that. That's just because that's a technical thing we really can't do too much about, so I just want to make sure everybody knew about that before we went any further. Now, I have heard previous speaking engagements that you were at, Robert, and you didn't discuss this thing about running water. And they're actually, you told a couple of stories about some research you've done with people who literally have, like, broken down in one area, but when you've taken them out of a certain area or brought them towards this running water, like, you know, a running water area, they'd come right back. Take them out, they go back into whatever it was, bring them back, and they would just come back to reality, so to say. Now, this has to do with that running water aspect. This is a really interesting thing. I've never heard this before, really. It's a new idea we have here. Is there anything more you can elaborate on that for the listening audience?
Oh, yes. My work has shown me that entities, ghosts, and especially the negative type entities, when they manifest close enough to the physical dimension to affect us, they develop two-dimensional properties. They are like a shadow on the ground you cannot see.
Okay.
Now, they are capable of projecting something like a holographic image above that, and you would think that they could easily fly over things, walk through walls, and fly over running water, but they can't cross running water. And the volume is significant because what running water does, it earths the electromagnetic properties of these entities and basically demanifests them. So based on this, I've developed a range of countermeasures for protecting yourself against negative entities, and also for cleansing houses, protecting them, and that. Yep. I gave some examples you mentioned earlier about people I've worked with, and the only way to work in this field is to do live experiments, taking advantage of situations as they arise to experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And the cases I gave out of my book, Practical Psychic Self-Defense, were when I first started to discover this phenomenon. And in one case, for example, I went into this house and a man was on his knees. He's a strong, brave man, didn't believe in ghosts or anything, and he couldn't walk, and he was absolutely terrified and shaking like a leaf, so much so he couldn't stand. And I half carried him outside the house, and the instant we crossed over the threshold, this was daylight, to go into the backyard, it broke away from him, and he was okay. He just went, whoa, it's gone, whatever it was. But one step back over the threshold again, and down he went. And it was shaking again, and it had him again. Now, we did this 3 or 4 times, and then he threatened to hit me if I took him back in there again. This guy was really scared and wouldn't go back in the house again. Now, there was something inside there which was attacking only him. Now, other experiments I've done to prove this, one really good example was I visited an old house to have dinner with some friends many years ago. And about 10 o'clock in the evening, another 2 people turned up. And one of these people had quite a powerful negative entity with them. And this person, the people that turned up, didn't like me very much for some reason. And after about 15, 20 minutes, I started getting the symptoms of an attack.
Okay.
And this particular attack was you get cold shivers up your body and often sciatic pain in the sciatic nerve pain.
Okay.
In the back and the leg. And I've got spinal injuries, so that's a weak point on me.
Mm-hmm.
And after about another 20 minutes of this, I was nearly falling onto the floor with pain, and I had to excuse myself and leave quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a suburban house, and it was summertime night, and the sprinklers were running water in the grass, and I could barely walk, and I got to the front gate, was trying to get to my car before it collapsed. I was a bit embarrassed about it.
Mm.
And the instant I crossed the through the gate, it left completely. No pain.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine. And I sort of fell against the car, you know, wiped the sweat off my brow, and thought, whoa, it's gone, whatever that was. And I stretched a little bit, touched my toes, nothing was wrong with me.
Mm.
So I went to go back into the house again and rejoin the party. I took one step over the threshold of the gate, and down I went.
Mm-hmm.
Sciatic pain shot up my leg, crippling me, you know, stumbled to the ground, staggered back out of the gate again, and it left again. And I'm sitting there watching, looking at this gate, and I'm thinking, this is weird. And I put my foot forward slowly an inch at a time, and when I got to a certain point in front of the gate, the sciatic pain shot up my foot and leg very quickly, and then I bought back. Pull my foot back, it stopped instantly. Do that a few times, you know, repeatedly, and I start to think there is something there biting me, and I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then I looked a bit closer at the gate on the footpath in front of it, and I saw the asphalt had been patched in a line. And then I realised that the water main for that street was going down directly in front of the gate, and that's what I've been crossing.
Okay.
Now, I went to the side house, the house next door, and I walked into their garden, and safe, no more pain. But I walked forward to roughly where their water line was, their water meter and the line going to the house. And when I got to roughly where it was, I could know exactly where it was because I took one step forward and bang, sciatic pain shot up my leg again. And I backed up again and did the same thing, putting my foot forward very slowly, and bang, I found the exact point on that water line where something was waiting for me. I repeated the same thing on the house the other side with the same results.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it was, this entity that came with this woman, it was bound by these water lines and it couldn't cross them. And lots of experiments like that I've done over the years, and including you could say depossessing people, and by people I'm talking even children as young as 9 months of age, who've come under massive attack, and I've proven that they were under attack and not just having a medical condition by actually freeing them with this method. And a typical example would be I would take a screaming baby that is rigid like a little board, and I would, in the backyard, I would throw down a garden hose, turn it on, water's gushing, and I'd walk across it, and I would hold the baby's arms and, like, dab it through the water, the running water.
Mm.
Now, the instant the baby crosses the running water, the baby goes limp, and I pick it up into my arms again, and it's like the baby just woken up, and it's goo-goo-ga-ga, and they start falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with the baby.
Yeah.
And time and time again, this is a reliable method, and it is now the front line of defense. If you encounter a negative entity or a ghost or something that tries to attack you or to take you over, seek running water as soon as possible, because until an entity actually attaches to you and achieves what I call an overshadowing status, crossing running water will break the attack instantaneously. And this will get 99% of attacks will stop them cold.
What?
Now, if you are sensitive and the entity is clever enough to achieve hitchhiking status, what they do basically is they enter your body and they overshadow you. And now in that state, they can cross running water with the human, because the human shields them from the energy of the running water. This is the only thing that makes sense. Because this is how, for example, that entity came into the house that night I was attacked, I was just telling you about.
Mm.
And but a lot of entities don't know this. They don't have this knowledge, especially earthbound type spirits and that. And therefore, they tend to accumulate, and they cannot understand why they can't leave a building or leave a city block area. They just know that at a certain point, there's something there that hurts them, drains their energy, and they can't cross that area.
Mm.
And it's only the more intelligent ones that learn to cross it. They can hitchhike with a sensitive human being or with an animal,
okay,
and move around town in that way.
So the method we're talking here is that these, I mean, a smarter entity, like you just said, would learn or know to actually, like, attach themselves in the manner of, like, a parasite of some sort on,
yes,
on a host, which would be the human body, the human being in the area, and that's how they could cross over.
Yes,
the
it's
threshold.
Like a low level of possession.
Okay. And that's how they would be able to get themselves out of that area. And I mean, that's really amazing, because that does explain a lot of this idea of, like, we only seem to have this haunting going on, you know, within this house or within this area of land. An interesting example, this was from a few years ago. We got on the subject about this, about, okay, if you were to take, let's say the house was being haunted of some sort in some way, would... that the house was itself was leveled down, the house was just totally destroyed and leveled down, there's no house there anymore, would that spirit or entity type still be within that area? Would they still encompass that area of some sorts? Or if you remodeled the house, if you changed it in any way, would that spirit still be in that area? Now, based on what...
Well, I think the difference is, because we just got a question in the chat room as well,
right,
related to similar things, but this is negative entities.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, would a ghost, Robert, like a you know, a normal ghost, not negative, not, you know, it's a former human, you know, a former human's soul, would it suffer the same kind of issues with running water?
Yeah, they do seem to. In all the ones I've worked with, the same things apply. It seems to be like a general rule. I've not yet encountered an entity that can cross running water.
But there,
I know there are air spirits and etc. which are not bound to the surface of the earth, but they're a totally different kettle of fish, and they are not a problem. It is the earth type spirits which are the major problem that we have.
But there's like entities. There's entities that tend to like repeat their. This was the question in the chat room. There's entities that repeat their manner of death or whatever. They're doomed to keep repeating their death, and by falling into water and drowning or something like that. And there's also when we investigate a place called Trainwreck Site, which is actually it's a former bridge, and it runs over, or it's a former train bridge, and now it's a footpath bridge, and it runs over a stream. And I've had actual paranormal activity. I've witnessed it with my eyes, and got some on film. That happened over the body of water, so it there's like I'm I mean I don't know whether they were like you're saying air spirits versus earthbound earth spirits that kind of thing, but I don't know, I still can't put it all in line. I don't understand the differences then yet.
This is not a perfect science, but. What you may find there is you have water spirits, Udines.
Okay.
Which could be involved in that. And if you've had a train wreck there, a great loss of life, there would be a huge amount of energy in that area.
True.
Yeah, which can cause a lot of spirit activity. And water spirits can be problematic. I haven't done a great deal of work with them, but the little I have done, they can cause problems. But we are, that's a rarer problem.
It's very rare.
99%
yes.
of problems I come across are with the earth type spirits, earthbound types.
Right. I agree. That would be the main classification of spirits, would be the earthbound types. I mean, that's what we've run across in our own investigations as well. But what, interesting. So, self-defense, right? What's your book called again? The psychic...
Practical Psychic Self-Defense.
Practical Psychic Self-Defense. And how likely is it that you're going to... what about the average person, the average human? How likely is it that they're going to run across something like this? I mean, obviously it happens because your friend had... the dinner guest friend had a some spirit attached to her, the fellow in the house that, when he was taken out. So it does happen.
It's extremely common.
Okay, it's common.
The difference between everybody is susceptible to the spirit entity type influences, but only the sensitive type people can actually perceive the attack or the possession or the interference. A sensitive will feel interference in the energy body, and they may feel like the pains, the tingling, the disassociate, various symptoms that come with it. And interference with the mind as well, ideas, urges, obsessions of a negative type nature. These are quite normal influences which all humans are exposed to.
When you run across, are these people, like, do they act any different, or would, if you were non-sensitive, would you be able to tell other than you might not like the person or something, or how would that work?
Your intuition would pick it up, and often if a person has an influence with them, you would instinctively not like them,
okay.
depending on what the influence is. Yeah,
the thing that
you can sense it, but one person can be influenced or under psychic attack in a group, and nobody else there will sense anything, even sensitives.
Mm-hmm.
They can often be localized to one person.
Well, that's what really has had me wondering since we just started this discussion, is that I know we've all down here been ghost hunting for a few years now, and I can't really remember any situation where anybody in this room really came under a serious psychic attack.
But we did indeed hear from, remember when Jeff Reynolds was on from Florida?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we heard when they went into that one place.
Yeah, you're talking about.
And the one girl just started absolutely having a fit. I mean,
uh-huh.
and what they ended up doing, because they've been in, they took control of the situation, surrounded her with people,
mm-hmm.
and walked her out of the building,
mm-hmm.
Slowly, but they, because now there's a whole bunch of people around her,
mm-hmm.
protecting
mm-hmm.
her, and got her out of the building. So that was good. So we did indeed hear that you know,
it's from a
the recording.
Party. Yeah, they played the recording on that.
She started freaking, and they got her out of the building. And you and I personally here, Robert, we have a place called Mansfield. It's a former prison, and they're working on you know, making it.
Restoring it.
and then making like a museum kind of thing out of it. And we were there on an all night ghost hunt once, and they had taken a girl out.
That was the first time we were there, I think.
Yeah, the very first time, and they had surrounded her with people and took her out of the building. Yeah, you know, slowly.
She was in tears.
She was in tears and screaming and having a fit, and so I mean, obviously. It does happen.
Well, what I'm wondering, I had to step up for a minute, but I'm wondering if there is some type of personality trait that a spirit of some sorts can identify with and go, oh, there it is, that's prime, I can get a hold of that really good. Is there a certain type of person I'm talking like general, like, you know, as far as statistics might go, is there a certain type of person that one of these spirits may be attracted to? I mean, that's, because I know myself, I've never had that problem. I mean, as far as I know, you know, maybe
right.
maybe losing my temper one night was actually me being possessed in some sort. I don't know. You know, is there some type of trait that a person carries, Robert, that these spirits may be attracted to?
Yes, it does seem to be. It has a lot to do with natural shielding of the mind and the energy body.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are very open and very susceptible to these sorts of influences. If you've been doing this for a while, you're obviously not so sensitive. Otherwise, but what you said earlier about losing your temper, that can be a spirit influence.
Oh, great.
In a heavily neg-infested area, you will find they tend to turn people against each other. They'll stimulate any weakness, depending on the intelligence of the entities involved and how far they'll go with that. But they will turn people, you know, against each other, left, right, and center, which tends to generate a negative energy. You get a lot of arguing and fighting going on.
Mm.
It generates a negative energy, which these entities seem to thrive on. They seem to feed on it.
Well, I know. Another aspect, this is one thing that I've noticed, is that if you're tired, you're fatigued. We've discussed this before. If you're tired, you're fatigued. You need sleep. That's another clear indicator that you're more susceptible to some type of attack, like you'd phrase it. I know there's times we've been out. I can say this honestly. I mean, for example, geez, when we were on our week long excursion last September, I mean, I'll be frank with the guys down here, and there was a few times towards the end of the week where we were all kind of getting burned out a little bit, and there was a few words exchanged here and there. I mean, they weren't anything big, and it wasn't a big deal, but there was a few little things that happened between us, and this is like in the midst of ghost hunting, too, while we were out working and doing stuff, where it was just like, oh, geez, shut up! You know? I mean, maybe it's because we were together for a long time, but maybe there were these forces or energies working in that. Seeing that we were tired, we were getting kind of burned out. We've been on the road for a week, week and a half together, and may have exploited that.
Well, it could be.
That's a possibility. I mean, I would first look at the psychological situation here. If you're tired, people tend to get irritable and less tolerant.
Yeah.
You know, you would know if there was an influence at work. It would be something which would be out of the norm.
Okay. Because that's one thing that's the only time I can really think. The three of us down
the tiredness here does make you tiredness does make you more vulnerable to influences and negative attacks and influences. I'll tell you how this works. Are you familiar with astral projection?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, how astral projection works, if you are extremely overtired and you skip a couple of nights' sleep, for example, you will start projecting automatically. You'll have trouble staying in your body. Every time you sort of sit down, relax, you'll start projecting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when an entity overshadows or possesses a person, they exploit the natural astral projection mechanism. And it's like they have a way of utilizing that and sliding inside of a person and, in a way, pushing that person out or partially out of their body. Now, one of the symptoms of being overshadowed by a spirit is a disassociation from reality. Everything takes on a bit of a dream-like quality, and you feel a bit off-center and like you're partly out of your body. And so that's kind of how it works. So you are more at risk if you are overtired to these sort of things.
That's a real good example. You know, and this is actually a classic example just from this last Friday. I told you this, Doug. I worked like 15 hours,
mm-hmm.
and then I had other things that had to happen on top of that. So I pushed myself almost a 24-hour day. And when I came home, something else irritated me, and it made me do something else that was not really too harsh, but something I normally wouldn't do. And I mean, I don't know if that was another type of force at work there, too, or maybe it was just me being completely irritated. But
well, that had been building up over time.
Yeah.
So I don't think that was perhaps.
I'm just thinking about it, because that's the last example I can think of myself really being fatigued and tired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being up for very long periods of time and not
sleeping. Well, these sort of influences, when they occur like that, they may appear to be a bit odd. But if you are continually exposed to that influence over a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
what they do is, let's say you have a weakness, let's say you have a little bit of a temper, but you usually control it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they would do is they would exploit that weakness, and over a period of time you would find your temper would get shorter and shorter, and you would have more and more outbursts,
mm-hmm.
and until it became a much bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
Your weakness could be for alcohol, drugs, sex, anything, whatever your weakness is,
mm-hmm.
and they will automatically exploit that weakness.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I still have that idea, more or less. I mean, I don't, like I said, this past Friday, I don't know if that was what was coming into play, but I do know my temper was very short in that situation. It was very short.
Yeah,
well,
normally,
that's continued over time.
A person will learn from this, and we have pretty good defenses. I mean, our own self-control and our intelligence.
Mm.
We usually moderate ourselves pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about that now. I mean, that's just after talking about that. But that's the one point that you made, Robert, though, is that this is more of a continual over time thing where you're going to be exposed to this over and over again, where it wears down on
you.
Well,
I have a feeling that what happens is perhaps this past weekend for you,
mm-hmm.
Scott L.,
mm-hmm.
was, you know, you were overtired.
Mm-hmm.
You had, you know, you went out and partied even after being overtired.
Boy,
you went to the Anthrax concert.
Oh, yeah.
You did all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so you were, you just like, and, you know, got, you were to the point where then,
mm-hmm.
let's say, we were to up and go ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And go to a place where negative spirits could hang out.
Yeah.
And then you were to the point probably where one might have been able to
take
get
over
to you.
Yeah. Over me, yeah.
But I don't know if you were actually, like, gotten
I think
over
I
the weekend.
More irritated. And
but you may have put yourself in a position where you could have been.
Yeah, easily.
You never know.
It's an interesting idea. Why don't we take a quick break?
Okay.
Robert, let's take a quick break, okay? And get everybody. We've bitten down on a lot here in the last half an hour. Let's try to digest this a little bit. I am actually going to take off.
I gotta go.
So you're on
but
your
I'm
own.
But I'm going to be here. I'm going to be
own,
here
dude.
And will be here.
We're gonna
step
up.
Yeah.
But this is a lot of information right here, and it's an interesting viewpoint. It's another interesting side of this.
And I like the tip. You know, find a river.
Find a river.
Or find a water main. Get over it. Yeah. So, okay, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
And when we be back, when we get back, we'll have
more
with Robert Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still be here. Will mm-hmm. will be here, and Scott L. will be clear of the haunted basement.
We'll be right back, guys.